This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
On us being sick or afflicting us, every person will say, that couldn't make me sick. But let me tell you, it can. Guarantee, Philippians 2:14. I want you to turn to Philippians 2:14, and I want you to read, and I want you to see what the Lord said you and I are supposed to do, and I want you to find out that virtually none of us do this. It's so difficult, and I know it's in there, and I have as much trouble as anybody else. And yesterday, I was put to the test time after time after time. It's tough. You know, I mean, it's tough. What did Philippians 2:14 say? Uh-oh, somebody laughed. Three or four people laughed. Now, you must have read that. Oh, do how many things?
All things.
Now, wait, what does all mean? All. Oh, my goodness gracious, that means we're all in trouble, don't it?
Yes.
Do all things without murmuring or grumbling and complaining. Now, how many things am I supposed to do without grumbling and complaining?
All.
Now, if I keep grumbling and complaining, if I don't repent, if I do step off into that world of grumbling and complaining, and how many of you done that before? If you don't hold up your hand, I know you're lying. You know, so that's why I had both of mine up. I want to make sure the Lord knows. Lord, I ain't lying. At least I'm saying I know I grumbled and complained every once in a while. But we've seen this many times. You know, we've seen many times that when people grumble and complain, it will bring sickness and disease to you. Now then, it will attack you in the area you're using to grumble and complain with. You know, whatever it is. My honey buddy's holding her hand up here. We went up the other day to Omaha, and they didn't put the tapes out like she wanted them or something, and so she done a little grumbling and complaining. And I'm telling you, the devil hit her in the throat. He attacked her. She hadn't had a problem like this since we've been married, but boy, he hit her in the throat. And so all you can do is say, Lord, I repent and pray. And see, and the Lord, you know... I think about the times, you know, that God told us what to do in His Word, and we don't do what He says. You know, He tells us to love one another, doesn't He? I command you to love one another. You know how hard it is to walk in love to all people all the time? Almost impossible. Because, you know, another thing Jesus told us in Luke 17, He said, it is impossible. Now, wait a minute, if Jesus said it's impossible, then you can be assured that these things are going to happen. He said, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. How many of you have ever been offended in your life? Every one of you. You've been offended because somebody didn't meet up to your expectations. You know, that's what an offense is. I told my son the other day, I said, son, I am trying my best to get to the point where I expect nothing of nobody. But you know you can't get there? You know that? I've tried it. You cannot get there. You know, you just can't reach a point where you expect nothing from no one. You can't live there. I found out that's impossible. That's impossible also. Jesus told us it's impossible except offenses will come. So when the offenses come, you just got to get over them. You know, they're going to happen. They're going to happen between everybody you know. I mean, even the ones that are closest to you, your wife, your children, you know, the people that work with you. I mean, they're going to do things that you're not going to like at times, or you would have thought they could have done something different. And probably the same way with you, you know. They expect you. Like I've told many people, I've told this many times. When Cheryl used to be a member of my church, going to my church, she looked up there and said, I wondered what it would be like to be married to a perfect man. I mean, here is a holy man of God. He must be perfect. Well, she married me and found out I'm far from perfect. You know, So when you live with someone, after you get married, then you find out they ain't perfect. They're a human being. Y'all know where I'm coming from? All of you went with your mate, your husband, your spouse, or your whatever. You went with them probably quite a while. You know, a few weeks, a few months, a few years, some of you. And then you got married. So even to those of you that went together 4 or 5 years, just like Cheryl's daughter the other day, Christy, her and her husband went together for like 5 or 6 years or something. A long, long time. Never had a disagreement of no kind. And they got married. And the other day, she was telling us, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. We had our first serious disagreement. Hey! Isn't it amazing how they could go together for 5 years and not have a serious disagreement? And then get married, and then one day, bam, they had a disagreement. And you know what happened? I'll just tell you. If it's, Christy told me, she said, I am running a restaurant now, and technically speaking, these are not the words she used, but I'm using those. She's slowly becoming a little dictator. Because she's running a restaurant. You know, she's got somebody, she said, you go do this, you go do this. You know, you do, see, she's becoming a dictator. And that's just the way life is when you run a business. You know, you have to tell people what to do, right? It's just a way of life. But see, now then, becoming a dictator, her husband was there the other day, and she said, you go do this. Now, wait a minute. Husbands don't like to be told by their wives what to do. How many of you husbands know that? You know, you like for your wife to ask you to do something, and then you make a decision and see if you're going to do it. But when she starts dictating to you, go do this, and after about the third or fourth time, that's it. He lost his cool. He blew up. First time, and she said, wow. It really, I mean, she just didn't understand. But that's normal. That's normal. You know, men are supposed to be the one in charge of the family, not the wife. So when the wife becomes that dictator, I'm eventually, unless she's got a whimsical guy, if she's got a real man, she ain't going to be able to tell him what to do forever. There's going to be a time when she's going to say, hey, hold it. I'm in charge of this family. That's just the way it is. That's because God made it like that. God made it like that and put the man in charge of the family. The wife is supposed to be submissive to the husband. And you take a family, if the wife is not submissive to the husband will not be the loving guy he's supposed to be. It's just the way it is. But but it's hard to do that, you know. And then the wife becomes offended, and then the husband becomes offended. Because the wife didn't do what he expected, and the husband didn't do what she expected, so now both of them's living in an offense. Now then, both of them's grumbling and complaining. And when both of them start grumbling and complaining, since God told us to do all things without grumbling and complaining, do you think that'll bring sickness and disease to your house? Absolutely will. Absolutely will. Just like Cheryl the other day when she grumbled and complained about the tapes up there. I mean, because, and it attacked her in the throat. And I prayed over her 50 times. You know, I guess, at least. You know, and she's getting better, but she's not there yet. You know, she's had this thing a week. You know, just about a week. But, out of all these things, the scripture says, after I went astray, I was afflicted. And Proverbs 26:2 says, no curse or sickness and disease comes upon you without a cause. Isn't that amazing? No curse. Proverbs 26:2 says, no curse comes upon you undeserved. Now, very rarely when you were growing up did you get a spanking undeserved. Is that right? Usually you were way past the point of deserving it when you got it. You all know what I'm talking about, right? Because when you were growing up, you know, probably, that's just like out here on the highway. If you're a habitual speeder, I mean, you know, 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, I know if the speed limit is 65, I can drive 70. I'll set my cruise on 70, and I hope I don't get stopped. And some people, even Christians, drive 5 miles an hour over the speed limit every day, hoping they don't get caught. And usually day after day after day after day, they go by and they break the law and they don't get caught. And then one day, they come over the hill and there's a radar and a guy stops them. And he said, but sir, he said, you were driving 70. Well, but sir, that's only 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. What if you'd have been driving 66? Could he have still stopped you? Sure he could have. Because what's the speed limit? 65. You were fudging. You were going over the speed limit, putting them to the test. And then when you got caught at 70, you'd probably done that 100 times, maybe 500 times. But you're going to grumble and complain now because you got caught, but it was your fault. You broke the law. But now God was merciful to you and let you get by with it for months and months and months. If you got what you deserved, you would have got caught the very first day. And they would have fined you, and then you, that's what you deserved, right? But nobody wants to hear it like that. No, 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 I don't want that. Well, I can tell you for sure, if you don't never want to get a ticket again, and guarantee you don't never get a ticket again, what do you got to do? Drive the speed limit. That's exactly right. Now then, if you don't never want to be sick again, and I'm going to tell you, I don't never want to be sick again, and I think everybody in here right there with me, I'm going to tell you, to never be sick again, there is some stringent requirements in this book to walk in. But you got to believe them. And then you got to do it. And I'm telling you, yesterday, everywhere I went, I had to catch myself, had to repent a couple of times right quick. Lord, I ain't going there. I mean, yep, these people messed up, but I'm not going there. I'm not going to grumble and complain. Boy, I wanted to. Doesn't it just feel good to drive out there and get in your car and just grumble, ain't nobody hear you but you and God and the devil? See, I mean, you know what I mean, ma'am? You do too, huh? So, that must be just a human thing. It's something that we keep our mouth shut in there, but as soon as you get in that car and shut the door, say, I'd like to go, I'm telling you, Lord, these young people today, they don't know nothing. I mean, they can't keep up with it. See, that's what you want to say, right? But the Lord says, do all things without grumbling and complaining. Now then, the first time you do it, you may not get sick. The second time you do it, you may not get sick. And then you may be like that sign I saw, I forget where we were here a while back, one of them great big giant billboards up there. And it said, if you think the traffic lines are long now, just keep grumbling, God. That's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. If you think the traffic lines are bad now, just keep grumbling, God, the traffic jams. Who knows? See, He is in control of everything, isn't He? I don't care what anybody says. The King is in control. Because the Word of God says in Matthew 28, after He defeated the forces of darkness.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.